Coming up on KUCB News, new tariffs at the Unalaska City dock and a quest to buy fresh fish on the island. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, August 10th, 2017. The city of Unalaska has raised port tariffs for the first time in 6 years. On Tuesday, the city council unanimously approved a 3% rate hike for dockage and wharfage at the Unalaska Marine Center, as well as a 7% increase for cruise ships. Port Director Peggy McLaughlin says it's standard procedure to adjust tariffs every 5 or 6 years, and she says the new rates will go into effect on Monday. Meanwhile, the council also adopted an ordinance allowing the city to establish liens as a way of collecting overdue utility payments and paying to remove public nuisances. The measure passed Tuesday, 5-0. Unalaska is America's most productive fishing port, hauling in more than 780 million pounds of seafood in 2015. That fish gets shipped all over the world, and eventually, after processing, some of it comes back to the island. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel looks into where all the fish goes and why you can't buy it fresh in town.
At one of Unalaska's grocery stores, the frozen fish section is almost entirely fish from Asia.
Let's take a peek. All right, rabbit fish. Whole fish coming from Vietnam. Baby tuna, just wrapped in plastic. This is from Vietnam.
Down the street at the Safeway, you can buy fish from Alaska, but it has some stamps in its passport.
Wild Alaskan cod fillets. Just generic Safeway brand. And they're caught in Alaska, but they're a product of China. So they're being caught in Alaska, then being sent all the way over to Asia, and then coming right back here to a place like Unalaska where you can buy it, where it's frozen and packaged up.
Even though Unalaska brings in more fish than anywhere in America, it's all exported, so you can't buy it fresh. Jorn Skabel is visiting from Bremerhaven, Germany. He's the head of the seafood purchasing department at Frosta, a European frozen food manufacturer.
We always trying to buy from, how to say, certified fisheries, which are really sustainable. We have no interest that the tree will be cut where we are all sitting on.
Frosta buys pollock fillet blocks to make fish fingers and breaded fillets. For this season, Frosta is snapping up 3.3 million pounds, roughly half of what they'll buy over the course of the year.
It's really big business, and of course we need more.
According to Michael Coleman, general manager of Coastal Alaska Premier Seafoods, the pollock gets sent all over the world.
The fillet block goes to Germany, and a little bit goes to the McDonald's users. The other roughly half of the product goes to Japan for surimi and Korea for surimi products.
In all, it takes about 80 days from the fish being caught in the Bering Sea, processed, packed up in Unalaska, and shipped to Germany. Then the fillet blocks get turned into fish products that can be bought across Europe. So I asked my brother Eli, who lives in Amsterdam, to look for it the next time he was at the store.
It does look as if there are, fish sticks that are from Alaska.
The fish sticks Eli found were made with fish from the Bering Sea.
All right, here goes nothing. It doesn't necessarily bring up memories of being in the U.S., but maybe it's kind of American because of the breaded parts.
Eli prefers fresh fish, but the frozen Alaska fish he gets is still fresher than the fish I can buy in the grocery store. To get fresh fish here, you have to catch it yourself. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
The fifth cruise ship of the season will dock in Unalaska this weekend. The private residential vessel, MS The World, is scheduled to arrive Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, carrying about 400 passengers. After its departure Monday evening, Unalaska expects to host three more cruise ships this month, including the 1,000-passenger Crystal Serenity. A new government report warns that regions across the U.S. are feeling the effects of rapid climate change, with some of the greatest impacts in Alaska and the Arctic. And it states the evidence that human activity is driving climate change is stronger than ever. A draft of the assessment was leaked to the New York Times, which reported that scientists are worried the Trump administration may try to change or suppress the document. The report says it is extremely likely that human activity is the dominant cause of recent warming, adding there is, quote, no convincing alternative explanation. That contradicts statements from Trump administration officials and from the president himself. The report is part of the National Climate Assessment, which is released every 4 years.
It's a distillation of the latest information about climate change as it affects the United States.
That's John Walsh of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He contributed to the chapter on Alaska and the Arctic, and he says the region has seen changes even in the short time since the last report.
The temperatures and the sea ice in Alaska have really moved into new territory in the last few years.
The report concludes it is virtually certain that human activity has contributed to the loss of sea ice and glaciers, declining snow cover, and rapidly increasing temperatures across the Arctic. And it states that changes in the region could have impacts on climate around the globe. Walsh says whatever fear scientists may have, though, he's seen no political interference in the report to date.
There was no attempt to steer the report one way or another. Scientists were free to express what they thought.
The Trump administration is supposed to review and formally approve the report later this month. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.